Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of the Gator fans have been texting me, when is Corey Bender going to be on? We want to hear who the Gators are going to get and who they have on the line. And certainly a team that has busted out of the gate, just losing to Kentucky for the first time in a long time, but nevertheless playing competitive football. Corey Bender joins us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. Gators territory on the Rivals Network. And you've been busy. The team has been busy winning. And how has it added up to the recruiting?
No, it's added up pretty well. I know right now they're on the road for one more game. They play Mississippi State this upcoming weekend, which will be Dan Mullen's, obviously, homecoming back to Mississippi State. But the week after that will actually be their biggest recruiting weekend of the year when LSU comes to town. They're slated to have 8 to 9 official visitors come in that weekend. You have a four-star defensive lineman, Byron Young, who's committed to Alabama. You have Wardrick Wilson down in your area. Obviously, he'll be taking his official visit that weekend. A lot of their commits, but also some main targets. Lloyd Sumrall, up in the Lakeland area, he'll be on campus. That's one of Forrest's top targets, regardless of position. They kind of like him coming off the edge, standing up, kind of at that buck position, providing pressure off the edge. So right now, as far as Florida right now, they've actually turned it up to start the whole class throughout the spring. A lot of people are kind of down the class. It's kind of a late start. But, as of right now, they're sitting with 8 to 9 four-star prospects in that class, about top 20 in the country right now, 21st right now at Rivals. So they're doing a good job. They're turning the corner, and obviously October 6th is – that's going to be their biggest recruiting weekend of the year to date, and with most of their commits in town as well. Probably around 40 to 50 four-star to five-star type prospects and a few three-stars sprinkled in as well, so it should be big time.
Corey, take a look at this, because the interest in the University of Florida is growing with every victory. You know how people are, and certainly there's not been a lot of stability in the program in the past, four or five years, in that time where they probably, got used to, what's next? Talk about this, because it seems like what Coach Mullen has and with his staff, with his recruiting and everything, they are pretty much as stable as you're going to get at this point. Has it reflected in a lot of these kids maybe talking about flipping during the first or the second National Signing Day?
Yeah, outside of Larry Scott, like you said, this staff has been together for quite some time. A lot of the staff members followed Dan Mullen from Mississippi State. And the interesting, too, with their recruiting focus, they're recruiting some of the top guys in Florida, like Elam down your way and some of the top-notch guys, but they're really relying on those connections. They're really recruiting outside of the state of Florida. I know Dan Mullen, since he's been here, has really been adamant as far as making Florida that national brand again. They've been recruiting California a lot, and especially Mississippi and Georgia. A lot of these kids, that's what they brought up. They've had a prior relationship with Dan Mullen's staff for a couple of years now. And a lot of these kids, one of their first offers, sometimes their very first offer was Mississippi State. So that's the thing, Florida. Jalen Jones, the four-star quarterback who's committed to Florida right now, he's a kid that was committed to Dan Mullen at Mississippi State at one point. And, he's a blue-chip quarterback, one of the best in the country. And that's where that stability comes in. And then you have Larry Scott in the equation, too, who's a great recruiter himself to kind of, sprinkle in down here in Florida or a lot of the other surrounding regions he has ties with. The staff has a great balance. But as far as, like you were saying, with stability, a lot of the recruits they've been recruiting, especially JUCO, there's a kid right now actually just committed to Mississippi State, unfortunately for Florida fans. But that was a kid like Quinston Sharp that, he had a relationship with the staff for going on 3 years, just because they recruited him so hard in Mississippi State. So like you said, it's a stable staff, and they're relying on that and using those connections. And it's actually paying dividends with a lot of kids. And some of those kids are committed also right now, but eventually could make a move to Florida you know, if they hit that grand slam.
Corey Bender joining us, Gators territory on the Rivals Network. And you take a look at some of these athletes. Now, you all you want to do is get them up to Florida Field. I mean, you just want to get them to a game and check out an atmosphere of an SEC game like a Tennessee or whatever. How impressive is it, you know, when you have a home game in the SEC for these kids? Because, you know, no matter who they play, LSU, whatever, it's going to pack. They're going to be packed. It's not... You know, we have Miami and other pro places around the state, not so much as far as totally packing the place, but it's almost impossible. What does it do for a recruit psyche when they see that? They come out and, you know, here's South Carolina and there's 85,000, 90,000 fans going crazy for the Gators. What do you think that does for them?
Yeah, I think overall, like you said, you can recruit kids outside of this region. A lot of kids that might be from the Midwest, they always say, hey, I want to play in the SEC. There's a reason why kids stay that. And it starts, like you said, with the atmosphere and how loyal the fans are down here. And even, like I said, there's nothing against like a Vanderbilt, but I mean, schools towards the bottom of the SEC who are, you know, obviously on the up and come, even schools like that, you'll see kids commit to a Vanderbilt. And some of the reasons why you ask them why they commit, obviously education, because it's such a great we can get with them. But a lot of kids just... Yeah, every weekend's a big-time game. You might not be home that game, but you might be playing at Alabama. You might be playing at Florida. And I kind of saw that when Kentucky played at Florida a couple weeks ago, because obviously they recruit Florida so well down here. And you can kind of just tell the excitement level when some of these Kentucky players stepped on the field. Obviously the swamp is erupting. And like you said, you have a lot of these kids who are just young kids, and especially the kids out of region. That's why Florida does a good job. They brought a few kids in from the Northeast that maybe some of those stadiums up there don't have that atmosphere like Florida, and they come down here and they're just blown away right from the get-go, and they see how packed up the swamp is. And that's why I think, obviously, that pays dividends with those kids out of the region. But like you said, when kids obviously see that up close and they see the atmosphere, and it doesn't matter if it's one of the last schools in SEC towards the bottom versus Florida or LSU versus one of those schools. It seems week in, week out, you're going to get a great atmosphere and the fans are loyal, and that reflects in recruiting. I mean, you interview a lot of these kids, and especially when you do these post-official visit stories, and that's one of the first things they always say is the atmosphere, especially when talking about Florida. I think I hear the word atmosphere more than any other word when I interview these kids after they visit the Gators, so it's definitely paying dividends when you see games like that.
Can you imagine, though, I mean, what it's like, I mean, to be in the SEC West? I mean, to me, no matter who you are, you're playing one of the most challenging schedules in the country. I mean, because if you're Mississippi and you're going against Mississippi State, you're going against Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and now Texas A&M. I mean, this is a whole different ball game. I mean, if five of your games are against nationally rated teams, so to me, I would think that the recruiting is just like sharks. I mean, it's just crazy. And you know as well as I do, I mean, there's a pecking order in the SEC, but sometimes, and now South Carolina is kind of like the flavor of the day, so they're going to get maybe a kid from their region that was coming down between them and maybe LSU, you know, but that happens. And Florida is probably the best for that. When they get that momentum built in recruiting, Corey, it probably is maybe as tough as anywhere in the country, and that's what they're building back towards. I looked at their roster the other day. They had a really for the time that Coach Mullen was here, he had a pretty decent class.
No, absolutely. Like I said, they have limited time to work with, but a lot of these kids are making an impact. Some of the kids they closed on early, obviously, as far as today, I mean, Damian Pierce, who's a freshman out of Georgia with them, who they close with and signed him. I mean, he's leading the Gators right now in rushing. I mean, you have a lot of these young guys that they kind of brought in early and they kind of gave him the opportunity. Like Trey Dean, he's another one out of Georgia, came in as a true freshman. It's really very unfortunate. Obviously, Marco Wilson went down with an injury, but he's a guy that stepped in as a true freshman. And a lot of these guys that, you know, Dan Nolan signed, like I said, a lot of these guys are getting early playing time. And, even Lucas Krull, he's a kid. Remember that kid out of JUCO?
Sure.
Literally, he played baseball. He signed from Arkansas, the tight end. He hasn't played much throughout the first few weeks. I mean, he played early in the week, not early in the season, week one. But a lot of the guys that they signed, I mean, they're giving them the opportunity to play. And obviously, it's all paying dividends. A lot of young guys are making plays.
Well, you know what? I look at their schedule, Corey. It's a challenging schedule like every year, but certainly I could see eight, maybe nine wins out of this year because, I mean, they've been playing extremely well. And who knows? I mean, especially when you have playmakers and athletes like the Florida Gators have, and things have been clicking and they've been scoring. You know, this is something that they hadn't been doing a lot of last year. So I guess it's a positive thing. And I know the Gator fans fans have a lot to be proud about and a lot to be happy about as well. Before we let you go, how is everybody going to continue to follow you? I had a chance to go over to Gators territory. Awesome site, a lot of information. Let everybody know how.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you could basically go to florida.rivals.com, or you can just type in simply gatorsterritory.com. Not Gator Territory, but yeah, with an S at the end.
Yes.
And then on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter. It's just my first and last name. So it's Corey, then underscore, and then Bender. And then same thing with Gators Territory. We have at Gators Territory is our Twitter, too. So you can follow us and get all the info on social media. But like I said, our website always is pumping up content every several hours, so definitely it's your one-stop shop if you want anything as far as Florida Gators.
Good stuff. Corey, thanks so much, man. Hang in there, and thanks so much for making the time for us.
No, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good rest of the night.
Good stuff. You too. Corey Bender kind of ends what was a pretty decent show. Mike Manasco from Palmetto, he has a big one against South Ridge. Coach Daniel Luque, University School, enjoying this week off. Had some good things to say about our Channing Crowder. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.